Day 8, your name. Congratulations, it's your 8th day. May I pray for you right now? My Father, your name is above all names. I pray that today the beauty and greatness of your name would impact my friend who's spending this time with you right now. In Jesus' name, amen. Find a place to sit and get comfortable. Breathe deeply. If you're listening to the audio, you can close your eyes if you'd like. You are now entering into a time of intimacy with the Father. Jesus, in the Lord's Prayer, taught us to pray this way: Hallowed be your name. In his word, God introduces himself by several names. These words, your name, come from the Greek words, sau onoma. Sau can either be singular or plural. So we could also say, hallowed be your names. Today, I invite you to pray and meditate on several names of God that we find in the Bible. His name is Yahweh Shammah. The Lord is there. This name emphasizes the omnipresence of God. God is present, always, and everywhere. Take a few moments to thank God for his name. Yahweh Shammah, the Lord is there. His name is Yahweh Asenu. The Lord our Maker. This name of God affirms that the source of all life is in him. He created all things, and it is he who breathes life into everything. Take a few moments to thank God for his name, Yahweh Asenu, the Lord our Maker. His name is El Shaddai, Almighty God. By this name, God reveals himself as the one who has all power in heaven and on earth. Take a few moments to thank God for his name, El Shaddai, Almighty God. His name is Yahweh Rohi. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord presents himself as a shepherd close to each sheep, knowing each one by its name and taking care of each individually. Take a few moments to thank God for his name. Yahweh Rohi. The Lord is my shepherd. His name is El Chaim, the living God. God introduces himself as the one who is alive from all eternity and for all eternity. He is thus a God who acts practically in every situation of daily life. God is not a theoretical God, but the God of life. Take a few moments to thank God for his name, El Chaim, the living God. His name is Yahweh Rapha, the Lord who heals. Divine healing, both of the soul and of the body. Take a few moments to thank God for his name, Yahweh Rapha, the God who heals. His name is Emmanuel, God with us. This is the name of God made man, incarnate in Jesus Christ. God is not a distant God. He is a God who is close to us because he lived a human life. Take a few moments to thank God for his name, Emmanuel, God with us. His name is Jesus Yeshua. The Lord is salvation. This is the name above all other names, the only name by which men can be saved. This name represents the last name of God in biblical revelation. It expresses the beginning and the end of everything. Take a few moments to thank God for his name, Jesus Yeshua. The Lord is salvation. Jesus said, "You can ask for anything in my name, and I will do it, so that the Son can bring glory to the Father." Now, ask him in his name for anything that you need. Take a few moments now to listen to God in silence, keeping your thoughts fixed on him and on the names of the Lord. As we finish, let's pray the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Congratulations. I'll see you tomorrow for the 9th day. Keep in mind that everything you need for your soul and life is found in the names of God. Write down what came to mind during the time of silence. You can extend this time if you'd like. Have a beautiful day in his presence.